In this bulletin, the federal government defends a budget measure that forces new migrants to wait longer before being eligible for welfare payments. Victorian authorities warn against complacency with QR code check-ins. And in the AFL, Port Adelaide decides not to appeal Scott Lycett's four-game suspension. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg insists the government is supporting new migrants despite its decision to force them to wait longer before being able to access most welfare payments. The government will save $671 million over 5 years by applying the newly arrived residence waiting period to anyone granted permanent residency in Australia from the 1st of January next year, a measure outlined in last night's budget. The waiting period to receive welfare payments previously depended on a migrant's situation and visa type, but family tax benefits A and B, carer payments and parental leave pay will now only be available to a person after they've been a permanent Australian resident for 4 years. Policy manager for the ACT Council of Social Service, Craig Wallace, has slammed the decision.
Waiting times for migrants to access social security, 4 years, is deeply unfair, cruel, unusual and hurtful, and contradicts the calls that we are seeing from many, including business and in a student town, for international students to return. We need to make this a good place for people to live.
But Josh Frydenberg is defending the move.
We're not stripping support. What we're seeking to do is to provide the support to those migrants in the same way that we've always have, but at the same time, when it comes to net overseas migration, ensure that it rebuilds when it is safe to do so.
Qantas has delayed its planned resumption of international flights until late December after the federal budget revised forecasts for reopening Australia's borders. The airline was due to restart services at the end of October, but has now pushed that date back to the end of December. Treasury expects international travel will remain low through to the middle of next year before a gradual recovery in international tourism. Qantas says it will continue providing repatriation and freight flights from overseas. Victorian health authorities say the poor use of QR codes has affected their ability to contact trace people who attended the same restaurant as the state's latest COVID-19 case. A man in his 30s who tested positive to COVID-19 yesterday after completing quarantine in Adelaide dined at the CBD restaurant, the Curry Vault, last Friday. Authorities are being forced to use takeaway records and financial transactions to chase down patrons and staff at the restaurant after many didn't use the QR code system to check in. Health Minister Martin Foley says the incident serves as a wake-up call for people who've become complacent.
The quality and the speed of the public health response is directly linked to the record keeping that operators and customers use in facilities. So can I take this opportunity just to remind and reinforce people that the most important thing you can do when you come to a restaurant or a facility that requires QR codes is to check in.
India is reporting a record rise in deaths from COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, pushing its total fatalities past 250,000. Deaths from coronavirus swelled by 4,205, while daily cases rose by more than 348,000. More than 23 million people in India have tested positive to COVID-19 since the onset of the pandemic. Port Adelaide has decided not to appeal lead ruckman Scott Lycett's four-game suspension. The club maintains a three-game ban would have been sufficient for Lycett's sling tackle, which concussed Ned McHenry in Saturday night's game against Adelaide. And now tomorrow's weather. Perth mostly sunny, 22. Adelaide showers and 17. Melbourne showers increasing, 18. Hobart a shower or two developing, 17. Canberra partly cloudy, 18. Wollongong mostly sunny, 22. Sydney similar conditions, 23. Newcastle partly cloudy, 23. Brisbane mostly sunny, 26. Cairns sunny and 31, and Darwin similar conditions and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.